Street Art, Bangkok City as a Canvas. As underground art starts to surface, it has become a colorful trend. Over the past 6 years, street art has communicated more and more with people who live in the city and provinces through its colorful appearance and characters. People can now find street art at malls, galleries, and online locations, as well as on brands and products. Hotels and restaurants have employed street artists to adorn their interiors, while some companies have hired street artists to use their designs and products. On June 12th, a noted Thai street artist, Danaipat Leputitakan, better known as Bone, will have his first solo exhibition after prolifically spraying his works both in and out of the country. Following successful shows by other Thai street artists, Bone Solo Show 2014 will take place at Soy Sauce Factory from June 12th to 18th. Born in 1982, Ball took Bone as his street moniker, and as a teen, when hip-hop culture was first introduced to Thailand, Bone became fascinated by different aspects of it, especially graffiti. While studying painting at a fine arts faculty, he started spraying graffiti fonts on the street. On the first night, I was so scared, fearing that the police would come after me or people passing by wouldn't understand what I was trying to do, he recalls. I eventually realized doing tags all over the place wasn't for me. I wanted to create works that can communicate with people more. He also wanted to show his works, but then remembered the hassle that comes with putting together a show. I came to the conclusion that I can finish 10 walls for hundreds of viewers at the same cost as one show that is seen by a smaller group of people, he says. A decade and hundreds of spray cans later, Bone has developed distinct human and animal characters that you may have seen in Bangkok, Chiang Mai, or Phuket. Besides the colorful and quirky appearances of the characters he creates, Bone also tries to sell serious messages about our society and its changing culture. For example, his masked characters represent our efforts to project an image about ourselves we want others to see. He explains, tribesmen wear accessories or paint to distinguish themselves. The difference is that today we take things out of our body or inject something into it. Some of his creations are also in protest to society's status quo. He recalls, I snuck into an abandoned government building site once. Columns, which were paid for by taxpayers' money, just stood there. Millions of baht were wasted, so I sprayed fish bones on them. The big guys always take the flesh and leave the bones to the ordinary people. Another signature of his is a Mickey Mouse skull sticker that came to him while he was ordained as a monk. Bone was reading about death and had a small epiphany. Peace is possible when we all realize that we are going to die one day. Then we see no need to harm others. It is such a cool idea, so I combined a skull with the peace sign. The mouse ears are for sugar coating. Street art has also taken over hotels. The new Beat Hotel Bangkok features street art in its rooms. The Beatnik Bed and Breakfast, or B&B, boasts 54 bright rooms designed and furnished artfully by six of Bangkok's best-loved urban artists, graphic designers, and illustrators. Lole, P7, O Futan, Jeep Kongdakun, Sontur, and the late Mamafaka. The lobby features a well-curated collection of modern art. These art hotels are part of a new artsy neighborhood, the W District in Prakanong. The W District dedicates 12 Rai to being an urban art playground with an active art space, art bazaar, and soon-to-open art residency and gallery. Since you can't take home a chunk of wall with images by your favorite street artist, we suggest buying products from Urface. Co-founded by the dearly missed Mama Faka, the shop offers bags, wallets, iPhone cases, and other accessories that feature cool designs by Mama Faka and P7, as well as other Thai artists.